Emergency Communication Strategies for Urban Preppers by Mr. Survivalist. Copyright 2024 by IQ Self, LLC. All rights reserved. Introduction. When we talk about SHTF, shit hits the fan, scenarios, we're referring to situations where normal life is disrupted beyond recognition. Think natural disasters, economic collapses, or even societal breakdowns. These are the moments when standard infrastructures crumble, and survival hinges on preparation and quick thinking. Urban preppers are city dwellers who take self-reliance to the next level. They recognize that living in densely populated areas comes with unique challenges during a crisis. Limited resources, high population density, and potential for mass panic mean they must have robust plans to protect themselves and their families. The goal of this report is simple yet critical: to equip urban preppers with comprehensive emergency communication strategies. When the grid goes down and chaos ensues, clear and reliable communication becomes the lifeline ensuring safety and coordination. Importance of emergency communication. Why is this topic so pressing? Consider this. As cities grow, so does the complexity of managing crises within them. Effective communication can mean the difference between life and death. Recent events like the 2020 pandemic lockdowns and the increasing frequency of natural disasters underscore the necessity for preparedness. According to the UN, by 2050, nearly 70% of the world's population will reside in urban areas. With this urbanization trend, the stakes for having sound emergency communication strategies only rise. Communication methods and tools. When it comes to SHTF scenarios, urban preppers need a toolbox of communication methods to stay connected and informed. Not all tools are created equal, so let's break down the options. Cellular networks. The good. Most people already have a mobile phone, making cellular networks a go-to for communication. They're user-friendly and integrated with numerous apps that can facilitate emergency alerts and group chats. The bad. In large-scale emergencies, cell towers can become overloaded or damaged, rendering them unreliable. Plus, if the power grid is down long term, your battery life becomes a precious commodity. Reality check. Remember Hurricane Katrina? Cell towers were out, and many relied on text messages, which crawled through and voice calls wouldn't. It's a classic case of great when it works, useless when it doesn't. Two-way radios, walkie-talkies. The good. These beauties work off a direct signal between devices, meaning they aren't reliant on external infrastructure. They're excellent for short-range, hands-on coordination among small groups. The bad limited range. Think a couple of miles at best in an urban environment filled with obstructions. They also lack privacy, as anyone with a similar device can eavesdrop on your communications. Reality check. Consider the aftermath of 9/11. First responders relied heavily on two-way radios for on-the-ground coordination when other systems failed. A good model can be your lifeline in chaos. Ham radios. The good. Ham radios are the Swiss Army knife of emergency communications. They offer extensive range and can tap into multiple frequencies, providing access to global communications. Some models can even operate off solar power. The bad. There's a learning curve and a licensing requirement. You can't just pick one up and expect to chat away without some serious study and a bit of radio geekery. Reality check? During the 2010 Haiti earthquake, ham radio operators played a crucial role in coordinating rescue efforts when all other communication lines were down. Becoming a licensed operator could be well worth the effort. Satellite phones. The good. When the terrestrial network is toast, satellites have got your back. Satellite phones provide global coverage and can be a reliable way to communicate in the direst situations. The bad, costly to purchase and maintain. Also, they rely on having a clear line of sight to the sky, which can be problematic in dense urban areas or during severe weather. Reality check, when Typhoon Haiyan struck the Philippines in 2013, satellite phones were essential for coordinating international aid efforts. If you've got the budget, they're a solid safety net. Signal flares and whistles. The good, primitive but effective, especially for attracting immediate attention in a localized area. They're cheap, lightweight, and easy to use. The bad, limited to line of sight and earshot. Not exactly useful for complex information exchange. Reality check, think of signal flares and whistles as your last-ditch effort to be noticed. They might not help you discuss strategy, but they can alert rescuers to your location, social media, and online platforms. The good, platforms like Twitter and Facebook can spread information rapidly and reach a large audience. They're great for real-time updates and community support. The bad, dependent on internet access, which might not be available during a major crisis. Information overload and misinformation can also be significant issues. Reality check. During the Boston Marathon bombing, social media was instrumental in disseminating information quickly. However, always double-check sources to avoid falling prey to rumors. Emergency communication isn't a one-size-fits-all deal. Each tool has its place, and savvy urban preppers will likely incorporate several methods into their preparedness plans. The key is knowing when and how to use each one effectively. Importance of reliable communication. Why reliable communication is essential in urban survival situations. Imagine trying to navigate a crisis in a bustling city without reliable communication. It's like trying to drive blindfolded through Manhattan during rush hour. Reliable communication is the backbone of effective urban survival for several reasons. Coordination and safety. Keeping your family or group informed about safe zones, evacuation plans, and supply locations is paramount. Whether you're guiding loved ones or coordinating with fellow preppers, staying connected ensures everyone is on the same page. Information access. Accurate, timely information can mean the difference between safety and danger. In an urban environment, being able to receive updates about the situation, be it weather reports, emergency broadcasts, or security threats, is vital. Moral support. Let's face it, humans are social creatures. Mental well-being is crucial during stressful times, and knowing you can reach out for moral support can provide comfort and reduce panic. Resource management. Sharing information about available resources such as food, water, and medical supplies helps manage scarce resources effectively and prevents hoarding or wastage. A. Potential communication failures and mitigation strategies. Overloaded networks. The issue. During a major crisis, cellular networks can become overwhelmed by the sheer volume of users. Mitigation. Use SMS over voice calls, as texts use less bandwidth and can sometimes sneak through congested networks. Prearrange a less commonly used app for communication with your group, or use walkie-talkies for short-range updates. Power outages. The issue. No power means no charging for phones and other electronic devices. Mitigation. Invest in portable power banks, solar chargers, and hand crank radios. Keep devices charged whenever possible and use battery saving modes. Redundancy is key. Have multiple alternatives like ham radios and backup batteries ready. Signal interference. The issue. Urban environments are rife with structures that can block or interfere with signals, complicating communication. Mitigation. Know the dead zones in your area and reposition to higher ground or open spaces when possible. Ham radios, which operate on different frequencies, can often bypass these issues. Equipment failure. The issue. Devices can fail or get damaged when you need them most. Mitigation. Maintain and regularly test all your communication gear. Have spare parts and tools for repairs, and ensure you know basic troubleshooting. Redundancies, again, are your friend. Don't rely on a single device. Misinformation, the issue. In the chaos, rumors and false information can spread like wildfire, leading to poor decision-making. Mitigation, verify information from multiple trusted sources. Establish a chain of command within your prepper group for disseminating verified information. Stay skeptical and cross-check before acting on critical updates. Actionable tips for effective emergency communication. When it comes to emergency communication, it's not just about having the right tools. It's about knowing how to use them effectively. Here are some practical tips to ensure you're always in the know and ready to act. Establish a communication plan. Designate a primary contact. Choose someone outside your immediate area who can serve as a relay point for information. Create communication trees. Set up a chain of contacts where each person is responsible for checking in with specific individuals. This ensures no one is left out. Set regular check-in times. Agree on specific times when everyone will check in. Consistency can make coordination smoother in chaotic situations. Maintain clear and concise messaging. Use codes for common situations. Develop simple codes for common scenarios, e.g., code green for safe, code red for danger. This saves time and minimizes confusion. Prioritize information. Lead with the most critical info first. In emergencies, there's no room for small talk. Practice brevity. Keep messages short and to the point. Long-winded messages can get lost or misunderstood. Back up your communication methods. Diversify your gear. Have multiple devices, cell phones, radios, satellite phones, and know how to use all of them. Store extra batteries. Always have spare batteries and portable chargers. Remember, dead batteries render your devices useless. Keep analog tools handy. Signal flares, whistles, and even pen and paper can be lifesavers when technology fails. Secure your communications. Use encryption. For digital communications, use encrypted apps to ensure privacy, e.g., Signal, WhatsApp. Change frequencies regularly. If using radios, switch frequencies periodically to avoid eavesdropping. Avoid sharing sensitive info. Be mindful of what you communicate. Sensitive details should only be shared through secure channels. Emergency communication checklist. Primary and backup devices. Ensure all family members have at least one primary and one backup communication device. Contact list. Keep an updated list of emergency contacts in both digital and paper form. Emergency codes. Agree on and memorize emergency codes with your group. Check-in schedule. Establish regular check-in times and stick to them. Chargers and batteries. Stock up on portable chargers, extra batteries, and solar chargers. Training. Regularly practice using all your communication tools and run through emergency drills. Technological tools for communication. In the digital age, there's no shortage of tech to help urban preppers stay connected during emergencies. Here are some essential technological tools that can aid in emergency communication. Mobile apps. Zello turns your smartphone into a walkie-talkie, allowing for real-time push-to-talk communication over the internet. BridgeFi utilizes Bluetooth to send messages without the need for the internet, making it perfect for short-range communications when the grid is down. Signal offers end-to-end encryption for secure texting and calling, ensuring your conversations remain private. GPS devices. Garmin inReach, a two-way satellite communicator offering global messaging and SOS capabilities. It's a reliable choice for staying connected off-grid. SpotX, another robust option for satellite messaging and tracking, providing peace of mind when cellular networks fail. Portable power solutions. Goal Zero Yeti, portable power stations that can be recharged via solar panels, ensuring your devices remain powered even during extended outages. Anker PowerCore, high-capacity portable chargers that can keep your smartphones and other small devices running longer. Ham radios, Baofeng UV5R. Affordable and versatile, this ham radio covers a wide range of frequencies and is popular among preppers for its reliability. ICOM IC7300, a higher-end option that offers advanced features and superior performance for serious ham radio enthusiasts. Satellite phones. Iridium 9575. Extreme, known for its durability and global coverage, this satellite phone is a top choice for emergency communication. Globalstar GSP 1700. A more budget-friendly alternative that still offers excellent coverage and reliability. Signal boosters. WeBoost Drive. Sleek. Boosts cellular signal for a single device. Ideal for improving call quality and data speeds in weak signal areas. SureCall Fusion 4 Home. Enhances cellular signal within buildings, making it easier to stay connected indoors during an emergency. By incorporating these technological tools into your emergency preparedness plan, you can ensure you have multiple layers of reliable communication options at your disposal. Remember, technology is only as good as your familiarity with it. So, take the time to learn and practice using these tools before a crisis strikes. Building a communication plan. A robust communication plan is your blueprint for staying connected and informed during a crisis. Without it, you might as well be trying to navigate without a map. Confusion, chaos, and missed connections will follow. Here's how to create one that actually works. Step-by-step guide to creating a communication plan. Identify key contacts. Family members. Ensure everyone knows who the primary and secondary contacts are within the family. Emergency services. Have local emergency numbers readily available. Police, fire department, medical services. Out-of-area contacts. Designate a relative or friend outside your immediate area as a central relay point. This contact can help disseminate information if local networks are down. Choose communication methods. Primary method. Select a primary method like mobile phones or two-way radios. Backup methods. Identify backups such as ham radios, satellite phones, and social media platforms. Emergency codes. Develop simple codes for quick communication, e.g., code blue for safe, code black for danger. Establish check-in protocols. Regular check-ins. Set specific times for regular check-ins to ensure everyone is accounted for. Failure protocols. Determine what steps to take if someone misses a check-in, e.g., a set waiting period before initiating search efforts. Create an information distribution plan. Central information hub. Designate a person or platform responsible for gathering and sharing verified information. Update frequency. Decide how often updates will be provided based on the situation's severity. Training and drills. Run regular drills. Practice using all communication tools and executing the plan to identify any gaps. Review and update. Periodically review and update the plan based on new information, tools, or changes in family dynamics. Communication plan template. Example: component, details, key contacts. Primary, name, phone, email. Secondary, name, phone, email. Out of area, name, phone, email. Communication methods, primary. Method, instructions. Backup 1, method instructions. Backup 2, method instructions. Emergency codes, safe. Code green. Danger, code red. Check-in protocols. Regular check-in, times and methods. Missed check-in. Steps to take. Information distribution. Central hub, person or platform. Update frequency, hourly, daily, etc. Community networking and support. Individual preparedness is essential, but community support amplifies your chances of weathering a crisis. Here's how to build and maintain strong community networks. The role of community networks in emergency communication. Resource sharing. A well-connected community can pool resources like food, water, medical supplies, and information. Collective problem solving. More minds mean more solutions. Communities can come up with strategies to tackle common issues like security, sanitation, and mobility. Emotional support. It's not just about physical resources. Emotional and psychological support from neighbors can make a huge difference during stressful times. Strategies for building and maintaining community networks. Start with local groups. Neighborhood Watch. Join or start a Neighborhood Watch program to connect with local residents. Community boards. Utilize online platforms like Nextdoor or Facebook groups to stay informed and engaged with your community. Organize community meetings, regular meetups. Hold regular meetings to discuss preparedness plans and share information. Workshops and training. Organize workshops on basic first aid, communication tools, and emergency response techniques. Develop a community communication plan. Shared contacts. Create a shared contact list of trusted community members. Communication trees. Establish a communication tree where each person is responsible for contacting a few others. Create resource maps. Mapping resources. Identify and map out important resources like water sources, medical facilities, and safe zones. Access points. Mark access points for emergency services and evacuation routes. Foster a culture of preparedness. Awareness campaigns. Run awareness campaigns to educate community members about the importance of preparedness. Inclusive participation. Encourage participation from all demographics to ensure comprehensive readiness. By following these guidelines, you can build a resilient communication plan and foster a supportive community network. Remember, preparation isn't just about having the right gear. It's about having the right people and plans in place. Legal and ethical considerations. In times of crisis, the urgency to communicate effectively can sometimes overshadow important legal and ethical considerations. Ensuring that your emergency communication strategies comply with regulations and uphold ethical standards is crucial, not just for staying out of hot water, but for maintaining trust and credibility. Legal issues in emergency communication. Licensing requirements. HAM. Radios. Operating a ham radio without a proper license can lead to fines or legal action. Ensure you've obtained the necessary licenses and follow all operational guidelines. Encryption tools. Some countries have strict regulations regarding the use of encrypted communication tools. Familiarize yourself with local laws to avoid unintentional violations. Emergency broadcasting regulations. Accuracy. It's illegal to spread false information during an emergency. Always verify facts before broadcasting or sharing them. Use of public frequencies. Unauthorized use of certain radio frequencies reserved for emergency services is prohibited. Stick to designated channels for civilian use. Data protection laws. Personal information. Collecting and storing personal data, even for emergency contacts, must comply with data protection laws like GDPR or CCPA. Ensure you have consent and secure storage solutions. Location data. Sharing real-time location data can be sensitive. Use it responsibly and ensure it's protected against unauthorized access. Ethical issues in emergency communication. Privacy. Respect the privacy of individuals when communicating. Avoid sharing sensitive personal information unless absolutely necessary, and always seek consent where possible. Transparency. Be honest about what you know and don't know. Transparency builds trust, whereas misinformation can cause panic and erode credibility. Inclusivity. Ensure that communication methods are accessible to all members of your community, including those with disabilities or language barriers. Use multiple formats, text, audio, visual, to reach a broader audience. Non-exploitation. Avoid exploiting the crisis for personal gain or spreading fear unnecessarily. Your primary goal should be to inform, support, and guide. A guidance on compliance and responsible communication. Stay informed. Regularly update yourself on relevant legal requirements and best practices. Knowledge is power and will keep you on the right side of the law. Develop clear policies. Create written policies outlining how your group will handle communication in emergencies. This includes who can send messages, what information can be shared, and how to verify sources. Training. Conduct regular training sessions on legal and ethical communication practices. Ensure everyone in your network understands their responsibilities and the implications of non-compliance. Use trusted sources. When disseminating information, rely on trusted and verified sources. Cross-check facts with official channels before passing them on to others. Document everything. Keep records of communications, decisions, and actions taken during emergencies. This not only helps with accountability, but can be invaluable if legal questions arise later. Ethical decision-making framework. Implement a decision-making framework that prioritizes ethical considerations. For example, impact assessment. Consider the potential impact of your communication on different groups. Fairness and justice. Ensure your communication strategy treats all individuals equitably. Accountability. Be prepared to explain and justify your communication decisions. Conclusion. In the labyrinth of urban environments where the unexpected is just around the corner, effective emergency communication is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Here's what we've covered in this comprehensive dossier. Communication methods and tools. We've dissected various communication methods, from cellular networks to ham radios and satellite phones, weighing their pros and cons and sharing real-life examples to illustrate their application. Importance of reliable communication. We highlighted why reliable communication is the linchpin in urban survival, pinpointing potential failures and offering mitigation strategies to ensure you stay connected when it matters most. Actionable tips for effective emergency communication. Practical tips and best practices were provided, including checklists and step-by-step guides, ensuring you have a clear, actionable plan. Technological tools for communication. We explored essential technological tools that can be your lifeline in an emergency, from mobile apps and GPS devices to portable power solutions and signal boosters. Building a communication plan. A robust communication plan framework was laid out, complete with templates and guidance on establishing a cohesive strategy that involves all key players and methods. Community networking and support. The significance of community networks was discussed, along with strategies for building and maintaining these vital connections. Legal and ethical considerations. We delved into the legal and ethical ramifications of emergency communication, emphasizing compliance and responsible communication practices. Implications and recommendations. Based on these findings, it's clear that urban preppers need a multifaceted approach to emergency communication. Here are our top recommendations. Diversify your communication arsenal. Don't rely on a single method. Equip yourself with a range of tools, from mobile phones and walkie-talkies to ham radios and satellite phones, to ensure redundancy and reliability. Develop and practice. Your plan. Create a detailed communication plan and conduct regular drills to ensure everyone knows their roles and responsibilities. Familiarity with your tools and protocols is crucial. Leverage technological advances. Utilize the latest tech, like encrypted messaging apps and portable power solutions, to enhance your communication capabilities. Engage with your community. Build strong community networks to share resources, information, and support. A well-connected community can be your greatest asset in a crisis. Stay compliant and ethical. Adhere to legal requirements and uphold ethical standards in all communications. This builds trust and ensures your efforts are both lawful and respected. Final thoughts. In the unpredictable world of urban living, preparation is the antidote to chaos. By integrating these insights and strategies into your emergency communication plan, you equip yourself with the knowledge and tools to navigate any crisis with confidence and clarity. Remember, effective communication isn't just about the technology, it's about the people, the plans, and the practice. Think of it as your personal growth journey, minus the yak butter. You've got the roadmap. Now it's time to take action. So prep on, stay connected, and face the future with chill vibes and actual results. You're ready for whatever comes your way.